USA Radio News.
President Trump is reiterating that the country has a serious illegal immigration issue. Speaking in McAllen, Texas, the president said the tremendous flood of illegal immigrants are making their way across the southern border.
Look, this is common sense. They need a barrier. They need a wall. If you don't have it, it's going to be nothing but hard work and grueling problems. And by the way, and death.
Vice President Mike Pence says it's time for Democrats to start negotiating in order to end a partial government shutdown. Pence was speaking today on Capitol Hill.
Democrats continue to maintain the position that they will not negotiate until the president reopens the government. That's with the crisis we have on our southern border, the American people deserve better.
The Dow was up 123 points to close at 24001. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
The E. coli outbreak from romaine lettuce appears to be over. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the latest.
That's the word from the federal CDC, which confirms 62 people in 16 states became sick because of the outbreak tied to lettuce grown in northern and central California. The illnesses began in early October, and 25 people were hospitalized. The CDC recalling the lettuce in December, saying there were only 3 new cases linked to the outbreak since then. So the outbreak is over, and any romaine on the shelves now should be safe to eat.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is trying to reassure U.S. allies that the U.S. remains committed to the Middle East. Speaking in Cairo, Pompeo cited great success against ISIS in Syria. Texas Republican Representative Mike McCaul tells Fox News he likes what he heard from the Secretary of State.
What he's saying in the speech is that our allies can now trust us and our enemies must now fear us.
You can always check us out on Facebook at USA Radio. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
One of the top stories many folks are going to be watching in 2019 is some of the statistics and crime data coming out since the legalization of marijuana in some states. I had a chance to sit down and chat with New York Times reporter Alex Berenson. He's author of a new book titled Tell Your Children, which deals with the dangers and the unreported crimes that we're seeing due to marijuana. One of the first questions I asked him was, why are these crime numbers being so underreported?
Well, I think the advocacy community has been very, very successful in the last, really 20 years, convincing people that this is a medicine, that there's all sorts of like positive qualities to using it, and that there really isn't anything harmful about it, that it's a plant. I mean, it's very funny to me that serious journalists have bought into this idea that it's a medicine. It's clearly an intoxicant, first and foremost. And, you know, alcohol has some medicinal qualities, too, but we don't call it a medicine, and we shouldn't. And I don't understand why we do this with marijuana.
How big is the cannabis lobby?
It's big. It's big. There's a couple major nonprofits. But what there also is now is there's a lot of people investing a lot of money. And frankly, I don't know how those investments are going to pan out because it looks like the people who really use a lot of cannabis there's been efforts to brand this stuff, but it looks like it's not like wine. You can't really brand it that well. It's more people just, you know, they want the high, and that's pure. The easiest way to get that is pure THC.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.